Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, if you just joined us or you missed the show, all episodes of The Men's Room available on radio.com. So our question there, what was the worst thing that you put in your body?
And we were asking Kirsten, you had some time to think about it. What is the worst thing you've put in your body?
I think when I was like 10, at one of my sleepovers, we had a dare and I had to eat cat food, and that was probably the worst thing.
Wet cat food?
No, dry cat food.
That's better.
We ate wet cat food and wet dog food on a Stunts on a Dime a number of years ago.
But I want to say we were taste testing that again. Blindfolded. Was this a blindfold?
Yeah, it was basically just trying to...
So we also had like Spam, cat food, dog food, and there was one other human product.
Like, yeah, it was ham spread. It was some of the worst things that you could possibly eat in a can.
Yeah.
But then one of those cans was actually just cat food. And the cat food that I've seen looked better than some of the food that was meant for human consumption.
How much cat food did you have to eat?
I think I ate like half a piece before I kind of puked.
Okay. Would you ever in your life consider getting something like Botox?
No.
Okay, good.
You say that now. How old are you?
24.
24. Okay. Oh, we'll ask you.
You should be okay for a little while. Anyway. Reason we ask, what's the worst thing you put in your body? Scientists testing a small but random sample of donated blood ready for transfusion have discovered that 70% contained traces of Xanax. The testing
70%.
Also revealed that all 18 batches of blood contain caffeine, suggesting that Americans love their coffee, tea, and other caffeinated beverages. The purpose of the exercise was to find out the purity of the blood itself before they were used to test a method for examining the effects on botanicals on drug metabolism. I don't understand what they were doing, but either way, when they studied the blood, they're like, yeah. 70% of it's got Xanax in it.
70%?
70%.
Man, oh man.
A lot of people out there on the Xanax.
I know. I didn't realize it was that many.
Oh, and they test the water in certain areas. Like, I know that they tested the water in the river, I want to say somewhere in London. And
yeah.
It was just peppered with cocaine and prescription drugs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I want to say, if I remember this right, and I'm not 100%, they may have done it, like, around a certain holiday or right after the summer or something where... like recreational drug use just goes through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But I would expect that. I mean, look, they say, what, almost every $20 bill in America, you can find traces of cocaine.
Oh, yeah, I know that for a fact.
Okay, so we know that. Now, 70% of the available blood supply probably had Xanax in it.
And you have to remember, look, if your money goes through an ATM, like it did in my instance.
Sure.
If there's a bunch of money in there that has cocaine on it, it's going to be on all the wheels, the spindles that push it out. Like, the entire inside will have that contaminant.
But you were at an ATM in the country of Canada, correct?
No, I was in an ATM in the country here before we left. I got on.
Ah, okay.
And got money out, so I'd have cash. And then when I got there, it was five $20 bills were as crisp can be. You know, every once in a while you get, like, the real crisp ones, like they just came out of the mint. That's basically what these things were.
But you got pulled to the side by what, like the Canadian?
Yeah. Oh, no, and he ran it through like this x-ray machine. He's like, look at this, all this cocaine. And then he goes, hey, man, do you do cocaine? And I'm like, well, I mean, I've done it.
Right?
I mean, like, you know, like, I'm not going to lie to you. And he's like, have you done it recently? I'm like, no, I haven't done it recently. He's like, how long ago has it been? I'm like, all right, it was last year. And then I was like, but I'm being honest. Like, I was in Vegas. What do you want, right? You know? So... that was probably a little bit more of the problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't have told him that.
Well, I mean...
yeah, but at this point, if I'm the guy,
like, I'm like,
I think
dude,
he's an idiot, but I believe this guy.
Yeah, I'm not trying to lie to you. I don't have any cocaine. I'm not trying to bring any cocaine into Victoria, Canada. Doesn't seem like a very cokey place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all the nightlife in Victoria is great. It's a retirement city.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, what am I going to do there? Go nuts.
See, don't tell them that.
I'm going to eat all the oysters. I mean, come on.
If I weren't in Victoria, I'd have brought Coke. But right, in this city.
If I was in a fun city like Vancouver, hell yeah, man. I'd throw down Toronto, absolutely.
But wouldn't you think this guy finds that all the time then? Like, if you come from the States,
yes.
You go, like, right, I know the cocaine on the
I'm telling you, there's more to the story. This guy absolutely, he.
Were you sweating?
No. No, I mean, I had nothing to sweat about. You know what I mean? Like, if I had something on me.
And not out Coke.
Right, exactly. And then the funny part about it was immediately when I got to the hotel and talked to the concierge, he got me some weed. So that was cool. Random, oh, by the way, random, if you dropped random, off on a random question, random, question, we had a little random, trouble with the phones there. 844-999-OLA.
Did they ask you, did the concierge approach you about getting weed, or did you approach him?
I approached him.
Right.
Because I was so just stressed out about the whole situation of me thinking I had drugs. I figured, you know what, I'm going to get some of that.
Everywhere I go, I am contacted about getting me weed. Apparently, I just look like a guy that smokes weed.
Hmm?
And I'm not going to get upset because I do.
I told you, every festival I go to, I just had to kind of have that smile, and everybody's just like, you're having a good time, what do you need?
Yeah.
I'm good, man.
I brought all my own things.
Yeah, like, I'm just coming back from the bathroom.
Right.
Unbelievable. All right, I'll ask you guys one here until we get our phones figured out. Oh, let's see here. What was stolen? Ted, what have you ever had stolen from you?
Oh, my innocence.
Yeah. What was her name?
I've had weed. Forget that.
What?
What?
I've had jars of things walk out of the house before.
Jars of weed?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
How did that? At a party?
Yeah. Like, I had over a small amount of people, and one of them was gone. What sucks worse about that is, like, it was pretty much, like, people thought I trusted. So then sure. It's weird if, like, do we really have to go through this? Was it worth it?
Did you call them? Did you get your weed back?
Yeah, I said, hey, you need to bring that back. Like, I didn't take it, blah, blah, blah. Like, all right.
And did they bring it back?
No, but I don't hang out with those people anymore.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
They stole your weed.
Yeah.
And you invited them over to your house for your party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
Those people.
Okay. Those people.
Yeah. I had my scooter stolen from the front of my house.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was one of the crappiest days ever, man. Walk out there and the scooter's gone. I got my helmet on. I walk out. I'm like, oh, that's gone.
All helmet, no wheels.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I don't know why you kept the helmet on when you walked to work, though.
Well, no, but I put the helmet on inside the house, right? And I walk out, I'm like, oh, no, my scooter's gone. So
I just pictured a guy with his helmet looking all sad.
So the cop, he calls me up. I call him, and I filed a report on the thing being stolen.
Sure.
Okay? So the most important thing, and he asked me this question no more than 3 or 4 times. If we find your scooter, what do you want us to do with it? Do you want us to take it to the impound lot, or do you want to come and get it? I want to come and get it. No right, problem. Right. I will come and get it. I could have thrown this thing into a back of someone's car if I borrowed it. That's how big the scooter was. So they find my scooter. And I'm like, all right, I'm on the ready. You tell me where to go. I'm going to come, and I'm going to pick that bad boy up. And they said, we put it in the impound lot. And I said, well, then why in the hell did you ask me 9 different times if I could just come and pick up my scooter and make that a big deal? Well, they just decided to put it in the impound
lot. How much did that cost you to get it out?
A lot.
Right.
And then that was the whole point. I could come and pick it up. It was like a bicycle, basically.
Random.
Oh, by the way, the reason we asked what was stolen, they say porch pirates are bound to cause plenty of trouble in the West Coast, specifically these cities. Seattle and Tacoma. Also, as far as the middle of the country goes, Austin and Denver. By the way, here it is. As far as porch pirates are concerned, the highest numbers nationally, Seattle, Tacoma, San Francisco, Denver, Austin, and Baltimore, along with Salt Lake City.
Baltimore does not fit into that category in any way other than there's theft.
We also have to remember there are stoops in Baltimore. So a package on the front door is literally 4 steps away from the front door with nothing covering it, nothing else other than you see the package in clean view.
But having been to all of these cities, there's one city where they would shoot you because you stood on their stoop for too long.
And that would be Baltimore.
Yeah, that's no offense to Baltimore, but I don't think, like, Seattle, Portland, Austin, Baltimore.
Right.
Well, that's
just... Right. A whole different vibe.
Uh-huh.
One of those is a very bad idea if you're caught. One of them, put it this way, they don't call the cops. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Patrick, welcome to the program, the random question. All right, here, what do we got? Okay. Patrick, what about this one? This is an uplifting story. What did you find or leave in the freezer or the refrigerator? What did you find or leave in the freezer or the refrigerator?
Oh, man.
Put it this way. 6 months from now, a lot of us are going to find that thing that we just ate over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Ted ate 8-month-old Chinese food. Somebody had, one of our listeners had like a, some body part from something.
What? What?
That they kept in their freezer.
An animal's body part.
No, theirs.
Oh, yeah.
I just went through, threw a bunch of stuff away out of there that was like super expired.
How expired was the most expired thing? We're talking a couple months, a year?
No, I think it was like salsa from 2015.
That's what.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
If you ever been to that person's house, this is my mom and my grandmother's house. When you go to their house, if you open the refrigerator, something will fall out.
Guaranteed.
This thing is stuffed. It is packed. It is almost like the Holocaust is coming. We're all going to die. And boom, they're going to be ready in case a nuclear bomb goes off or whatever the deal is. They've got the entire refrigerator and freezer packed.
Have you ever cleaned it out to see what's in back, though?
You can't even get it.
Some of that stuff needs to get out of there.
It's like the hoarder generation of people who don't want to throw away food.
But it's right.
Especially my grandmother who brought up during the Depression.
Eat it. You can't just keep it.
Well, some of them too are just condiments. Like I run into this. Sometimes I got to look at the condiments and be like, all right, you got to get out of here.
Reason why I asked, what did you find or leave in the freezer? 57-year-old Missouri man has been indicted on second-degree murder charges after the beaten corpse of his wife was found in a freezer. Larry Dinwiddie of Marshfield, which is about 35 miles north of Springfield, admitted to strangling and bashing his wife over the head with a hammer before putting her in the freezer. The body of Cynthia was discovered on Monday when staff at the McFadden storage facility outside the town broke open the man's padlocked unit after complaints of something that smelled completely rancid. Webster County Sheriff Royal Cole said the staff who opened the unit first discovered random food items before being shocked at the discovery of a frozen corpse.
Lo and behold, I can see why they're shocked, yes.
We did not expect to see that. Cole said Sheriff's Department deputies working with the Missouri State Highway Patrol arrested Dinwiddie after deceiving him into returning to the storage facility. We told him the freezer quit working and he needed to hurry up and get back here. At the time of the call, Dinwiddie reportedly said he was in the Denver area, but arrived at the site at 2 p.m. on Tuesday and was arrested without incident. He was very cooperative. He knew the jig was up.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to say? Yes, there's my wife's body in the freezer. What do you have after that?
Yeah, right?
And he doesn't even look upset in the mugshot. It's
amazing. No, he had her body hanging out in the freezer.
Right. I don't think guilt.
Yeah, I think he's over it.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
I had a question, and here come those emails from The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A couple as far as what have you put on your body or your mouth. Olo, we were hanging out in a bar with Japanese soldiers, trying our best to start some kind of conversation while exchanging shots. After I was good and hammered, a Japanese soldier handed me a packaged item and motioned for me to put it in my mouth. While I thought it was a giant jawbreaker, it wasn't. It was sour and hairy. I spit it out real quick into someone's table, causing all the Japanese to laugh uncontrollably. That from Aaron.
What was it?
It doesn't say. Worst thing I've ever put in my body, my mother's cooking as a child.
Another
text we got. Hey,
take that, Mom.
Damn.
Yeah.
Moving on to birthdays. Guys,
happy holidays.
Today is my brother Chris's birthday. Can you give him a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about working on marijuana farms? Thanks, guys. That from Kevin.
Yeah, the best thing about working on this marijuana farm is that's the only time I truly enjoy pulling weeds.
Yes, this is the one thing I love. Everything's sticky and icky.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'll actually pull some weed.
Yeah, it's like the dog of Snoop says.
All the guys love your show. Whole family, in fact, loves the show. We want to wish our sheltered oldest son, Tanner, a happy 20th birthday. He does call in from time to time to play Big Dummy and answer random questions. I can only shake my head and smile knowing he turned out to be a great adult. So how about a Leroy Jenkins, your penis is too small, and all of you talking all over yourselves about speeding tickets as he likes to get them lately. Love, Mom, Dad, Ty, and Casey.
Patrolos,
I've written in a few times before for my birthday, but this one is a big one for me. Today, I am 21 years of age. I waited up last night until midnight to go out and buy some alcohol for the very first time. Thanks, guys, for putting on a killer show. I'll see you guys at Red Festival in 2020. That from Braden, who says, the bra in my name is pronounced like day, but with a B in it. Braden. Just make sure you all get the pronunciation correct. Braden. B-R-A-D-E-N.
What else would we say? Broaden?
Broaden, like your horizons.
Hello, Broaden.
But Cholo's, it's my birthday, so I figure I got to send out my own birthday wishes. But today I'm 24, so how about a Leroy Jenkins and some a turtle sex as well? I'd appreciate it. Stay awesome, guys. That from Jared Brown. Guys, can you please send my beautiful, wonderful wife, Chantel, a happy birthday with the dirtiest Disney characters talking about her new career in banking. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, gosh, the rumors I've heard about you, the only bank I imagine you work at is the sperm bank.
Yeah, and you're the number one teller. Moving that stuff all around.
All deposits, no withdrawals.
Our good friend Stephen Shannon, the Packers fan, has a birthday today, so I'm requesting the Dirty Germans and maybe a Vince Neil bite there talking about the Packers. Thanks, you guys. That from Melissa.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed to see Green Bay Packers just for the name alone.
Says the name is fun. I wonder about this Aaron Rodgers, though. It seems very emotional for such a popular man.
Yeah, why is popular man so emotional?
Yeah, I saw him on TV. He's doing the crying.
Yeah.
Was he really?
See, I don't know. He's weird.
Yeah, don't mess with his discounts now.
He gets really mad when people say, I thought you'd be taller. For real.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. See, he's not the most likable man.
Yeah, it's the unlikable Aaron Rodgers.
Guys, today is my mom Meredith's birthday. Could she get some angry bagel guy and Mickey and Goofy talking about mashed potatoes because she makes the best in the world. Ooh. That from her loving son, Ryan.
Shut your mouth!
Well, gosh, if you invite me over to your house and you have mashed...
You're not going to do that, Brad. No, you're not. You're not going to drag that into mashed potatoes.
Those are Mickey ears.
Yeah, and those are mashed potatoes on your face.
Oh, jeez, that escalated.
Mixer just goes for the jugular.
Disney adult, coming soon.
You want some Mickey gravy?
Oliver Cholos from Barcelona, Spain. I would like to put a birthday request in for my sister, Kiten. She needs a bong rip, but your penis is too small. And the Dirty German's talking about the time we showered together, because sisters share. Cheers, guys. You're brilliant. That from Caroline. I just read what's written there.
Yeah, the next time you shower together, please invite me to the bathroom. I will show you my meat version of soap on a rope.
Yeah, so it appears this is the reason you guys wanted to secede from the rest of Spain, so you could shower with your sister.
Yeah.
So, starting to wonder about this movement.
Please install a webcam.
See, I'm a dirty German. This email is troubling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do use each other as a loofah.
Guys, it's my birthday. I would like to see here. Can I get a little... Mike, you want to do your bitter batter baby batter butter thing there, man, that you do on the birthday yeah, request, whatever the hell it is.
Coming in.
Baby butter, bitter butter thing. Let's
Ooh,
see
baby
here.
Butter, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. My mom told me when I was a kid, the butter in the baby makes the baby better on account of my last name. Yes, Mrs. Buttersworth. I would like the Mike bitter baby batter butter, and then maybe a pep talk from Ted talking about whatever for turning 49 years old. Thank you, guys. That from Chitin.
There's no baby. Okay. Betty butter bought some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, I'm going to my batter better. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So she's better. Betty bought a bit of better butter.
49, Ooh, Ted.
49. Good Lord.
Yes?
Sorry, Coach, I still need pep talks. I don't know, man. Go crazy, because next year you're 50, and then every car from that year will say you're over the hill now. Go get drunk.
Good advice. Today is my boyfriend AJ's birthday. He listens to your show every day. I was hoping you guys could give him a big old Leroy Jenkins and an original fish sandwich for his birthday. Thanks, guys. We love the show. That from Lauren.
Let's do this. Leroy
Jenkins! Fish sandwich.
Birthday, a shout out to my good brother from another mother, Andy. 31 trip so far. Best bro man can ask for. He listens to the show religiously. How about a bong rip and the Dirty Germans? Let's see here. That from his good bro, Kevin. Ola Bacholas, he says.
Yeah, I want to introduce you to my new delicacy from my personal butcher. It's called Brother's Wurst.
Yeah, I've had this Brother's Wurst. This is a dark night, so I was very hungry, so I had this Brother's Wurst.
Yeah.
Guys, quick birthday shout out to my man, Kevin. He lives on a lake and could use some advice from Mickey and Goofy. If he gets his boat wet in these cold winter months, does it require any special care? Thank you guys for the help with last year's birthday wish of a strip croquet thing. You guys keep me sane on my commute. That from the kangaroo.
Well, gosh, if by boat you mean your junk, well, then dad needs some extra care.
I don't know, but I was watching these commercials, and there's a dude making a boat out of glass. I think you can ride your boat anytime with it.
And he sure does yell a lot. Lately, I'm in a glass bottom boat,
right? I'm crazy!
And all we can say is, boy, oh boy, it's going to be a sad day when he drowns in a stupid boat.
Guys,
apparently it didn't hold.
It is my brother Jason's 48th birthday. He's worked for waste management for years and years. Can he get a Phyllis Diller fish sandwich and a who yeah? Thanks, guys. Happy birthday, bro. That from Sir Jolly Joe.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
You got the who yeah?
Oh, he means the who yes, yeah. Okay, right, so. Exactly.
Guys, my husband and I listen to you every day as we fight our way home from traffic. Today is my 49th birthday. All I want from you is to please stop playing that poor owl hitting the window and falling to its death. It makes me sad, and no amount of fish sandwiches will make it better. We love you guys. You make an otherwise aggravating drive so much better. Much love. That from Keller. Give her a couple of owls.
By the way, I just want to say this. If you are not familiar with this video, I guess Google what owl hits window at wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That's don't get too cute for yourself. This video proves sometimes just stick with tradition.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Well, let's get a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, a couple extra emails. The subject of the garbage plate. We're talking about our good friends up in Rochester, 96.5 WCMF, Rochester Classic Rock, doing it for 50 years.
I've been alive for 50 years. I don't brag about it.
Most famous thing in Rochester as far as late night eats, crazy things, is the garbage plate.
Yes.
We're wondering what the hell's in there. Let's see here, guys. You happen to mention the garbage plate. Let me tell you, it's amazing. It is home fries, macaroni salad, typically two cheeseburgers. But you can get whatever you want with hot dogs, chicken fingers, or whatever. But the key is it's topped with a meat, hot sauce, ketchup, mustard, and raw onions. Best drunk food ever and great hangover cure. Thanks again for being hilarious. That's from Drew from Rochester. Says, if you guys ever get here, I'll take you out for one, and I know you'll love it.
Nice. Yeah, I'm down, yeah, man. Absolutely. You know, Miles made the point we should have gone to Rochester this year as they celebrate their 50th.
Yeah, like you guys had a party. It'd be nice if we could show up and drink a beer.
We would
free.
Love to do that, but then I realized, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but we weren't invited.
No.
It's just that simple.
Yeah. Very sad. This is an interesting question.
Oh, no, so we didn't invite you.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are cool. Don't worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Guys, what surprised me, went hiking and camping with my brother, dad, Sean Castle and Ryan Castle.
Uh-oh.
And we had two identical containers, one with orange juice and the other with fresh liquid scrambled eggs. Oh. We were passing them back and forth during the hike. I lost track and took a drink of eggs, thinking it was going to be orange juice. I gagged horribly and cannot eat eggs unless they are absolutely fully cooked to this day. I was 13. I am 40 now.
Wow.
I wonder if Rob's a nephew that Castle duct taped to the tree.
He didn't duct tape, took a dog leash.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant online, give you a couple categories to choose from there, and then you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Patrick, welcome to the show, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, we have two categories for you. The first category, a new study figured out which fast food chains were the most loyal as far as customers. So what fast food chains were customers most loyal to? All right. The other is the top 10 things that we just don't have time for. A new survey looked up the top things we just don't have time for anymore. There are 10. So do you want to go with the most loyal fast food chains, or do you want to go with the top 10 things we just don't have time for anymore?
Yeah, let's go with the loyal fast food chains.
Loyal fast food chains. Right. New study figured out which fast food chains we are the most loyal to based on how many people go there and how often the average person goes there. So there are 10 of these. You got to pick as many in the category correctly before three strikes and you're out. Of the 50 chains in the study, the one we're least likely to be loyal to is Panda Express, just so you know.
Huh.
Okay.
All right, so it's not based on, like, just people saying, I love this restaurant, just on how often they go.
That is correct.
All right.
Because remember, that's two different things.
Okay. Patrick, what are you thinking here on your first guess?
Let's go McDonald's.
McDonald's is a great guess because it's number two. That's correct. McDonald's is the number two fast food restaurant that most people are loyal to. Okay, good start there.
Maybe Chick-fil-A. People love Chick-fil-A.
That's exactly what I was going to say, especially in the South. Let's go Chick-fil-A.
Number six. Chick-fil-A comes in at number six as far as the food chains we're most loyal to. I'm going to give you a couple of hints here. Two on the list are typically not always, but you would stop in there in the mornings more so than other places. We also have, actually, there are three of those.
Dunkin',
three of those.
Dunkin', Starbucks,
Krispy Kreme.
And there's also one pizza place that delivers.
All right.
Did we just get Dong?
Is Patrick gone?
He just phone donged us.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Who's our other contestant on the line? Maybe they can figure it out. Oh, they're gone too?
They're gone too.
All right.
Okay, looks like we're playing this one on our own.
Thanks, Patrick. So you got what, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A.
Starbucks.
Starbucks is number one.
All right.
That is the place that people are most loyal to. We're most likely to keep going back there over and over all the time.
Patrick, you're back.
Yes, I am.
You just phone donged us, man.
I got you one, dude.
All
Starbucks.
Right. Patrick, the good news is number one's taken care of. Ted nailed it.
But now you owe Ted $50.
So you've got number one and number two, Starbucks and McDonald's, and number six, Chick-fil-A. So far, no strikes, but you've got three out of the 10. What is your next guess on the fast food chains we're most loyal to?
I guess Wendy's?
Wendy's is not in the top 10.
Oh,
what about Taco Bell, Jack in the Box?
I would throw Domino's in there too. He said there's one pizza place that delivers. Right. Domino's is everywhere.
All right. Yeah, let's go Domino's.
Domino's number 10.
All right.
Okay. So far, you've gotten Domino's, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, and Starbucks correct.
Okay. Well, let's try Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box, believe it or not, is not available on the East Coast. So most of the country does not know Jack in the Box.
Burger King's pretty big. Right. Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, you should say Dunkin' Donuts, man. People love Dunkin'.
All right, well, let's try Taco Bell.
Patrick, that is your third strike.
Really?
Sorry,
man.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you called back now?
Okay. So here you guys go.
So how about Dunkin', Miles?
How about Dunkin' Donuts? Dunkin' Donuts is number three on the list. That is correct. You got that one right. Okay, now what we've got here is we've got one sandwich place.
Subway.
Subway is on the list. It is number five above Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
We
I
also
think it's
have
availability.
Two burger places, kind of. We have one breakfast place still, and we have a place we typically think more about for dessert. We have a listener who loves going there.
Oh, Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Oh, that's right.
Dairy Queen is number seven as far as the place that is the fast food chain we are most loyal to. So far, you guys have gotten Starbucks, McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway, Chick-fil-A, Dairy Queen, and Domino's correct. There are two fast food chains remaining.
Taco Bell. Gotta be. Right?
Taco Bell, he guessed, got wrong.
Oh, that's right. Apparently, I'm in denial.
One is Burger a hamburger King. Spot.
Nope.
Jeez. Keep going on the burgers.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, nope. Think about on the perimeter of ones that you go to.
Five Guys.
Five Guys, not a bad call, nope.
Wendy's.
We already said Wendy's.
So Wendy's, yeah.
Arby's?
Arby's, yeah.
They don't really have burgers.
I know. I'm clutching the straw.
Who else has burgers?
McDonald's is Burger King, Wendy's.
I'm not sure that we have one of these around here. Maybe we do.
Hardee's, Carl's Jr.?
This one I think is big in Texas.
Oh, what do they eat down there? They all eat at Whataburger.
Whataburger!
Ah!
As far as a fast food place that people are loyal to, Whataburger comes in at number 8.
Damn.
There are two that remain. We have what I consider a sandwich place, but also has hamburgers and hot dogs. And then we have a breakfast donut coffee place.
What, sandwich
Sonic
place?
Something like that.
Oh, Sonic.
Sonic is correct. Sonic, believe it or not, is number 4.
Really?
As far as people being loyal to their brand.
Then we're missing
one left. We got one left.
Is it still a breakfast?
It's going to kill you when you figure it out.
IHOP.
It's not fast food, though. You can't drive through. Checkers.
Checkers, not necessarily a breakfast place.
Yeah, good call, Miles.
Yeah.
So this is fast food breakfast.
It is fast food breakfast. That is correct. Breakfast. More in the vein of Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme is not a bad guess, no.
Ooh.
Damn it.
Right, and you think that people would be loyal to Krispy Kreme.
All right, we got Starbucks, we got Dunkin', a breakfast place.
A lot of these are in the central northern portion of the country. So think Minnesota, think Michigan, think North Dakota.
Tim Hortons.
All right.
Wow.
There you go. On your guess is as good as mine. Oh. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love?
No.
Why is the sky blue?
Nitrogen.
Is that rash an STD?
Bet your ass it is.
Is the world round?
Of course.
Is my mom a whore?
Yeah.
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. Okay, we got a couple here. The subject says recipe, Ask the Men's Room.
Recipes.
Hey guys, just by the way, I had a blast seeing a live day. Ted, I need your crock pot chicken recipe. That from Jason. That was a pretty easy one, isn't it?
Super easy. Get some chicken breast or some chicken thighs. I like to get boneless ones. Put them in a crock pot with a jar of salsa for 8 hours on low. That's it.
That's it.
Can you remember all of that? Should he write it down?
maybe he
is
should.
Is it good for like tacos and stuff? How do you eat it?
Tacos, salad. You can put it over a bowl of beans. You can use it for a lot of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Over a bowl of beans.
Yes. You ever eat just beans and meat?
You can add a block of cream cheese at the end and then put that over cornbread.
Ooh.
You can, but that really takes away, like, this is kind of a weekday kind of simple way to have protein that you could actually use.
You want
to
take a 2-day nap after?
Yeah.
Add the cream cheese.
Throw the cream cheese and the cornbread. You got to fade out the point of this recipe.
No offense to that, I'm going to Robin's.
Yeah, I know.
If you do that, you're getting too close to his secret dip, so you don't want to do that.
Guys, just want to say I am loving the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. I just listened to Home. That's a great story. But at the end of the last two episodes, I keep hearing a hint of the incident.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, are we going to hear this thing or not? Well, Tracy, it just depends on the time. We're supposed to keep this thing down to a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. And if we run out of time, then we cannot get to that story. We might have to devote an entire episode to it. But as of right now, we're still trying to get to it. If we can, maybe we'll put it together in pieces. But yeah, we'll get there. Hola, guys, and Wobbin. I drive a truck and listen on the podcast, and I have many, many questions. But the one thing that has me wondering the most was from the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Miles, how did you get your half of the banana? Keep up the great work and have a great one, guys. That from Whitney. Whitney, I will tell you what I told our boss at the time. I did not eat a banana.
Yes. No, that's not how it went. That is not how it went.
Yes, it is.
After this event, the boss said, are you effing stupid? That is the first question he asked us. And our response was, when you say it like that, it leads you to believe that perhaps we are. He brought up a banana. I ate half of it. Miles ate another half. Let's just say it was excreted.
Yeah. Well, then why didn't eat anything?
Excreted.
It was excreted.
I'm sticking with my story. Oh, this one comes our way.
How you make Bananas Foster's voice?
It could be.
Burning.
Yeah.
This one's from Glenn. He says, guys, I have not heard anything about this year's release of The Men's Room Black. Will it be back this year?
No, I'm still in prison.
Understand, Glenn, we will have the Men's Room Black again this year. It should be available in six-pack bottles, if I'm not mistaken. And as soon as we get word on that, we'll let you know all of the details. But hopefully here, within the next week or so, we'll have some details on The Men's Room Black party. The Men's Room Black being out there. Here's another one. This comes our way from Bacon. Question, when is the Men's Room Black party kicking off? Can't wait to add another bottle to my black collection. Cheers and shout out to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
See you guys soon at the party. That from Bacon. Again, Bacon, as soon as we figure out when the black's coming out, when we can get our hands on it.
Oh, look at you out, Sharpton.
We can throw
once
it down.
Once we figure out when the black is coming out.
Black is back.
We will have to shout and tell you what it's about.
Party with crack.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I got the gout.
Yeah. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drink in time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 16-year-old Addison Trent of Amman, Idaho. And just so you know, at the end of the story, her mom kind of rose to her defense, and her mom simply added this, and I feel it's apropos as we hear this. Her mom says, quote, you can't be old and wise if you've never been young and crazy. Now, back to her daughter's story. On Tuesday night, she's out with friends. They went to the Chick-fil-A. Now, on a dare, she sat in one of the restaurant high chairs, right? You've seen them, the standard kind of tall wooden high chairs. And the problem was, after she got in, she could not get back out of the high chair. Now, friends did try pulling her out, but that didn't work. So then they had her decide to run. Keep in mind, they're in the restaurant. Why don't you try to run while she's still stuck in the chair, see if that loosens it up, but that didn't work either. Then they told her, just lay down and shimmy out, right? Now you're laid down, try to shimmy out. Again, no luck. Eventually, the restaurant workers at Chick-fil-A now get involved. They're doing what they can to try to help this girl. They're not mad. They just want to help her out of the high chair. This went on for 45 minutes before they finally called the fire department. The fire department, they did show up by 11 p.m., firefighters were able to take apart the high chair and pull out the somewhat embarrassed teen. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hole, habichola!
It's going to contest online for profile. This will take color 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.